If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. We'll look at one verse tonight and try my best to mind the Lord to the best of His ability. Amen, not mine. Amen. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7. The Bible says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will..." Well, glory. "And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." As we look at this tonight, and I want to preach just a little while, Brother Charles, if God will be my help, on our hope and our inheritance. Our hope and our inheritance. As we look at the Word of God tonight, and we see what He is telling us here in Revelation 21, as He's laying this thing out, preparing for the end, He's preparing us to be partakers with Him in it. Amen. He's preparing us to finish well the course that we've on. And we've already said this evening, praise God, it's all right to have a tender heart for God. It's all right to have a tender heart for our families. It's all right to have a tender heart for our homes. It's all right to have a tender heart for our church. Amen. It's good. It's all right to have a tender heart for our fellow man. That God get the glory out of our life. As we can see this, the Bible's telling us tonight that we have a great hope and a great inheritance. We have that, that we haven't received fully yet. But I want to say tonight, on the authority of the Word of God, that it's coming. Amen. It's just right in front of us, just a little ways, and we'll receive that great hope and receive that great inheritance that God has for us. He said, "He that overcomes shall inherit just a few things." Now he said, "Those that overcome, those that stay in the fight, those that won't give up." You say, "How can you do that, preacher?" By being saved and born again, praise God. When you get saved, there's nowhere to quit on God. We just keep pressing onward and keep looking upward. And one day in a little while, the upward taker is going to come get us and take us up to be with Him where He is. But until then, he said, just persevere. He said, stay in the fight. Keep pressing on. Praise God, he's a good God. He said, "Hey, listen, don't worry about it. I got this, and I got you too. And I'll deliver you safe over on the other side one day in just a little. And we'll just shout and we'll praise the God of heaven together, thanking Him and praising Him for all that He's brought us through." Amen. The devil would like to give us to contend with us. He'd like to get us to quit. He'd like to get us to give up. But praise God, ain't nowhere to quit. Amen. That good fight of faith, we just stay with God and we keep pressing on, overcoming all the way to the end. Hey, praise God, and we overcome through the overcomer, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who's already finished the work of Calvary. He's already fought the good fight. Praise God, as Paul said, he said, "I fought a good fight." He said, "I finished my course in Christ Jesus, my Savior. He brought me through. Times was hard. Sometimes it was difficult. I want to say, praise God, I never quit, and God never gave up on me. He was there to help me. He brought me through, praise God. When I got down, He encouraged me. When I couldn't go, He lifted me up. When I needed stamina, praise God, He moved in my heart, and He unctioned my soul to go just a little farther, and I've got just a little farther down the road with the Lord Jesus Christ in the Spirit of God, and I realized that there was something, praise the Lord, and I never thought I had before. And it was power, praise God, this side of eternity, and overshadowed my soul. I filled me, praise God, to overflowing, and I got so excited about what God was doing for me, I forgot about all that I'd been through. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Somebody else come along a day or two later. I'm talking about overcoming. I'm talking about a hope. I'm talking about an inheritance that God Almighty has promised to us if we'll just persevere in a good fight of faith, not giving up, not giving in, not cowing down to the things of this world and the old flesh that we live in, putting up that good fight of faith so we can finish our course that God's got us started on. I won't say, praise God, a journey sometimes ain't altogether pleasant. I'm saying, praise the Lord, at the end of the journey, there's a pleasant God that'd be pleasant to be with. Amen. Amen. Pleasantries of this world soon fade away. Pleasantries of this world sometimes are of naught. They don't matter a whole lot. It's kind of like trying to be happy. It's fleeting. It's like a vapor. It depends on what happens. But praise God, there's a God of heaven said if we just stay with God Almighty, He said we will be overcomers. Amen. So we get through it on the other side. A day or two later down the road, a week or a month later, we run into somebody, praise God, it's in a tight spot. Amen. Somebody, Brother Austin, has got jammed up. Somebody's got all called up and didn't realize just exactly where they needed to go and the direction, praise God, that it'd help them out. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God can take those that's overcome. I pray God, the ones that's been there, the ones that's been through the trials and been through the fires and the temptations. I praise God, and we've overcome it by the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blood that we can claim when times get hard and things get difficult. Praise God, we can still climb up. Praise God, and say praise God for the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. That covers all those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can say, just press on a little farther. Amen. Praise God. Said, I've been there. I've been where you're at. And they say, you have. Yeah, just a situation just about like yours. I said, how did you make it? It seemed so hard. It seemed so difficult. I just say, hey, listen, I just keep pleading the blood. Lord Jesus Christ, the help we have. I want to say tonight, praise God, on the authority of God, there's power in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, praise God. When you get discouraged, when you get down, when you want to give up, just plead the blood, praise God. It'll bring you out. Out shouting. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've got the mully grubs. Maybe I felt like a snail. I was dragging my own tracks out. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. Amen. You try pastoring before. You try doing the work of God. I mean, truly getting in there and doing what God have you to do. The devil will ride you like a racehorse if you'll let him. Amen. He may want to. But praise God, I ain't going to give him a saddle. If he's going to ride, praise God, he's going to ride bareback, and he better hang on, because I'm just going to keep praising God and praying the blood. I'm just going to keep pressing forward. Praise God, because I've already seen the finish line. I've seen the finished work. I've seen the promise. And glory. I've seen the promised land. Amen. Amen. Have you seen the promised land? Praise the Lord, you ever get to see in the promised land, you won't want this here. Amen. I'm like old Abraham, I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm a sojourning. Amen. Praise God. Looking for a city. Hey, now listen. You're looking no country boy. I don't care nothing about cities. I'll just be honest. I have no use for city life. I told an old boy yesterday about that decoration. He was talking about these people and the weird ideals that they have in the day and era we live. How everybody's wanting everything. They want everything free. Amen. I said, that's because they don't know what it's about to get out and grub and work to have what they got and praise God and see it coming up before their eyes. Amen. And appreciate what they made, praise God, with the help of the Lord. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a city that I'm looking for. Amen. Whose builder and maker's God. One day in a little while, praise God, He's promised us an inheritance if we'll just persevere, stay in the fight, overcome through Jesus Christ. You say, what do we do? Just plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood. Amen. Amen. You get to plead in the blood. Praise God. The Bible said when we submit ourselves to God, amen, we resist the devil and he'll flee. There's no better way to submit ourselves to God than to plead the blood. Amen. When the old devil comes up and says, well, you know, it's been so difficult. Why don't you just forget about it? Why don't you know what you do? You say, oh, devil, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. The blood of Jesus Christ, He makes us pure. The blood of Christ, He gives us the hope. The blood of Christ, praise God, it gives us victory. He's already overcome, praise God, the devil and the demons of hell, the resistance there. The devil has to flee, praise God, and peace settles in. Amen. When it seems like all hope's gone, the devil says, oh, just give up, just throw in the towel. Praise God, you say, praise God, thank God for the blood. Amen. How often do we plead the blood? You know what's happened to the Baptist churches? People have told us that we have an old bloody religion so much that we've been accosted with it so much that we've backed off from the blood. Amen. God help us. Amen. Praise God. They say, well, it's just no bloody religion. Praise God. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a blood. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Praise God. No putting away sin and no putting down sin. Praise God. But thank God for the blood. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Praise God. Blood, when the blood's applied, praise the Lord, it makes all the difference. He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Amen. What kind of inheritance do you have? You know, preacher, I don't have a whole lot of inheritance. I didn't get a whole lot of stuff. Amen. Well, praise God, you got an inheritance in the Lord. Our hope, praise God, our inheritance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in the blood that He shed on Calvary. Praise God, we can claim the blood. And when you get the blood of Lord Jesus Christ applied into your life, amen, there's nothing as precious as the blood, as the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm preaching this tonight. And tomorrow we're going to celebrate Memorial Day. Amen. Tomorrow is not about our veterans that served America so well. Tomorrow is about, we celebrate about those that paid the ultimate price. So that, glory to God, so that we could be here tonight worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. Oh, what did they do? Brother Chris, they went. They went across the sea, went to wherever it commanded them to go, and they fought a fight. They shed their blood, praise God, so that we could be free. Thank God for the men and women. Thank God for those that stepped out and said, send me, I'll go. And they fought a good fight. Praise God, they shed their blood so that we as Americans could be free. Amen. I thank God for these families. These families, these mamas and daddies and mamas and papas that have that knock on their door. And somebody come to their door, knocked on it and said, I regret to tell you. Amen. That's your son in such and such and here and yonder, he said, has gave his life for his country. He's laid down his life. He shed his blood for the country. I want to say glory be to God. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. What a day to celebrate Memorial Day in memory, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ that shed his blood for us. Without being a respecter of persons, he shed his blood for you and me. What a Memorial Day that was. The day that Jesus shed His blood on Calvary for sinners like us. I didn't deserve that. I deserved hell. That's what I deserved. Just an old lost, ungodly sinner. Amen. But Jesus Christ Himself shed His blood on Calvary just to save my soul. Amen. I want to commemorate that day. I want to thank God in remembrance at Memorial Day. In memory of the Lord Jesus Christ. All these others paid the price, but He paid the ultimate price. He sacrificed Himself so that we could go free. Amen. That's what men do when they stand and fight. Amen. You know, it's amazing. We still got some men that's willing to go and fight. They still some men that'll sign up and put their name on the line and step out, put on a uniform and go and stand. What we need today in our Baptist church, our fundamental Bible-believing Baptist churches, we need some men and women, boys and girls, praise God, still put on the uniform of righteousness and still stand up and plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and fight a good fight of faith.
Amen.
Amen. You say, What do we get for it? Amen. We get a blessed hope and an inheritance. Amen. That's what God has promised in His Word, praise God. He said if we'll just be overcomers, praise God, shall inherit all things. All those things, praise God. You say, preacher, what kind of things can we inherit? We can inherit all things. Now, what kind of things do you get from God? Now, I got to thinking about this, and boy, I about had me a little Jewish rabbi bubble up, praise God. The goose of the bumps was running all up and down my spine. Because I got to thinking about how good and how big God is. And He said, if we'll just overcome, He said, if we'll just keep pleading the blood and keep looking up and pressing onward, praise God. He said, one day in a little while, every good gift and everything that's good, praise God, from above, it come from the Father of light, praise God, will be ministered unto us. We go through bad spells in this world, don't we? We go have tough times, somehow we have tribulation, heartache. Things happen we don't understand, and it just tears us out of frame. You know, but you know what? Let me just say this. Sometimes that's a good thing. You say, preacher, how can it be a good thing when it rips our heart out? Because it shows us and shows everybody around us, praise God, that we've got a heart that cares. Amen. See, God don't do nothing for nothing. And He doesn't do something for nothing. But God's always got a plan. He's got a plan for you and for I, praise God. And He's using us and He's using what we have in us, praise God, to represent and to show somebody else that there's an almighty God with a plan and a purpose that's to help and to encourage and to lift us up. So we see the power of God moving upon our lives, even when we don't understand. But we see that almighty hand of God as He reaches down to where we are, and He begins to take what we go through, and He begins to bless us, and then we begin to bubble up, and the tears begin to flow, and our heart is broken, and we're sad in the situation that we're in. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He looks down upon us. He said, praise God. He said, what a blessing to my name. I see the tenderness of the heart. I see that brokenheartedness. Amen. As they stand before me, you say, but preacher, it's not a good thing. I know it's hard. It's sorrowful here. But praise God, it brings glory to God in heaven when He sees a tender heart. Heart and heart of compassion. Amen. Praise God. It brings glory to God. Amen. You know, we've been talking, it seemed like the theme this evening is just about a tender heart. Amen. A tender heart, a heart that's willing to express itself, a tender heart, a heart that's willing to cry, a tender heart that's willing to show emotion, but just because we care. Amen. Praise God, I won't say those that overcome are those that care. Those that overcome are those that have a heart of compassion. Those that overcome are those that love, praise God. And the number one thing that we love, praise the Lord, is the Lord Jesus Christ. We love Him and we thank Him for what He's done for us. Amen. To bring us to the point that we're at. Amen. We realize He's not finished yet. We're a work in progress. But He's brought us thus far, and He's promised if we'll just persevere, if we'll not give up, not give in, praise the Lord. He said, if we overcome, we shall inherit all the good things God has for us. Amen. Praise God, all the good things. Can you think about what's good about God? Can you think about what's good about heaven? Think about what's good in your heart. What's good in your life, the good aspects of everything, praise God, that the world has to offer. And He said, if we'll just stay with God, one day we'll inherit those. Our hope and our inheritance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in the power of persuasion that He has on our life. He's showing us, praise God, not only telling us, but showing us that He loves us and He cares for us. And He's bringing us unto Himself one step at a time. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost of God, we'd be apt to wonder, wouldn't we? Amen? We'd be apt to wonder, but thank God that the power of God come to where we was, and He began to pull us, and He begins to draw us, and He begins to take us in the direction He'd have us to go. I don't know about you. I'm not going to fight that. Hello? Do you hear what I said? I'm not going to fight the persuasion of God. When the Holy Ghost of God's a dealing with me and He's a helping me, He's guiding me and He's leading me, praise God, I'm going to say, lead on, Lord, lead on. Amen. Amen. Help me to be a follower. The Bible says we're supposed to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I taught the young'uns under in Sunday school last week. We was talking about when the Lord called Levi. When He commissioned Levi, when He called Levi, Levi was sitting in the commission. He was a tax collector. He was sitting there in the commission of his job. And Jesus come by and He said these words. He said, "Follow thou me." And the Bible said that Levi got up, folded up his ledger, amen, and followed Jesus. He didn't say, "Where do you want me to go? What do I need to do? How do I need to act? How do I need to behave? What are you going to do for me?" He said he just loaded her up, Brother Bill. That's what most of us would do. We'd have a whole list of questions before we'd have to have answer to our critique before we could ever follow the Lord. Amen. Oh me. But the Bible said that Levi got up and he followed Jesus. Amen. And said that he took Jesus home with him and fed him. Praise God. When Jesus speaks, praise God, we're supposed to just be following the Lord. Amen? In every aspect of our life, that should be our first priority, is follow the Lord. Allow Him to take us where He wants us to go. Don't be like, we're supposed to be sheep. We follow the shepherd. Amen? We're not supposed to be goats. Goats butt. Amen? But Lord. I got that little old goat at the house that I got from Caitlin. And she ruined that thing. I mean, he thinks he's a dog. I mean, you can throw a ball and he'll chase it. He just don't know how to fetch it, kid, pick it up, bring it back. That's Waddles, yes, that's Waddles. But he's just a little bitty feller. Amen? And he wants attention. You've got to give him attention. He hates my brother, by the way, Roger. He can't stand him. He gets around him and he smacks him in the head. He don't like it. If you do that to a goat, better be ready to fight. But he wants attention, and if you don't pay him attention, he'll butt you. You know, just a little nudge to get your attention. Amen? I'm afraid that's what we do sometimes. We're goats and we butt. And the reason we do it, we want to get just a little bit of attention. Amen? But I tell you what, if you want lots and lots of attention, if you want loads of attention, praise God, you want your cart loaded with attention, praise God, just begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in the righteousness of God, and God will give you so much attention, praise God, you won't be able to stand it. Amen. Your heart will overflow, you'll rejoice, you'll be rejoicing in your heart, in your soul, in the mind, in the body, in the strength, praise God, of the will of God, and He'll be taking you places you never thought you could go spiritually. Amen. The Spirit of God is leading us, young'uns. He said, whosoever would follow the Lord, He said, we'll inherit all things that God's got for us. In other words, he's got a banquet spread for us, and nobody's wanting to pull up to the table. You remember the story of the fellow that the Lord he had set a table, he had set a banquet, and he bid all a marriage, and he bid all to come, and everybody made excuses why they couldn't come. The banquet was set. The places was there. The food was there. The beverage there. The joy was there. Everything was there, but nobody would partake. He said, "Listen," said those that overcome by the blood of the Lamb, those that will keep pressing home, glory be God, can partake of the goodness of God. He said, "Set the table." Amen. He said, "The table's set. Just come and dine." That's what he says. He just says, "Come and dine." Every time these doors open, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meeting, special meeting, praise God, the doors is open. He said, "Hey, listen, Brother Lynn, just come and dine, praise God. Pull up to the table." He said, "I've got all the good things of God."
Amen.
God will not hold back nothing. Amen. From us. The goodness of God, God wants to pour out. He wants to give it to us in a liberal fashion. We've just got to want it, praise God, with all of our heart. Amen. But, we go back to the goat. But, you know how busy I am. You know what? I've got so much going on. I've got all this stuff. Praise God, you do. Amen. and all this stuff to worry about. I've got a quarter of an acre. I've got to mow and weed eat. And boy, it's so stressful. Thank God for it. Praise the Lord. We ought to be rejoicing that God done give us that. Praise God from the portals of glory. And allow us to use for a little bit. We ought to be meeting together to rejoice and praise Him for what we have.
Amen.
Amen. We could be somebody nowhere, no, with no thing. Amen. But God Almighty has blessed us, everyone. Every one of us are blessed beyond measure. Amen. Because God's already showed us that He has all things, and He has all things to give to those who overcome by the blood of the Lamb. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. Amen. But then He goes on, He said, I will be His God. Amen. Not only does God say, I want to give you all the good things I have to give you, but praise God, on top of that, I'm going to be God. Amen. Not the God of the world, God of things. He said, but I'm going to be God of the universe. Amen. I'm going to be God. Amen. I'm going to dictate. I'm going to be the one that says what you can have, what I can give you, what's coming your way. Praise God. He said, I'm going to be God. In other words, He said, I'm going to be in control of it all. Nobody else is going to have a say but me.
Amen.
Amen. That's the God we serve, praise God. He's an almighty God that has it all, and He has it all to give.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, when we just pull up to the table, He'll just unload. He'll dump. I tell you, I get plumb beside myself sometimes. Amen, praise God. So it just gets bigger and better, praise God. Every time we meet, every time God comes along, He just blesses us on purpose and fills our cart overflowing, and we get so full of joy, praise God. It makes us happy.
Amen.
I never forget old J.R. Plemons, Preacher Plemons. Boy, praise God. I've never seen a man in my life, praise God, get as happy as J.R. He'd go to hollering and a squalling. Praise God, he used to, a pastor down there in Woodfin, they said you could hear him squalling plumb around the block. Amen. He'd get happy in the Lord. Amen. Because God was pouring out all over and praise, wasn't holding nothing back, and He come to get all He could.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God said, I've got it all to give. How much do you want? Amen. He said, I will be His God. But this is the part I like. He said, He shall be my son. Amen. Now listen, we're talking about a hope and an inheritance. God says, hey, listen, said, I'm going to be your God, Brother X. And said, I'm going to allow you, I'm going to make you to become my son. Amen. So you become heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We become heirs and joint heirs with Him. Praise God. He said, I love you enough. I'm going to be an almighty God to you. And praise God, you're going to be my son. And I'm going to love you. I'm going to give you, praise God. I'm going to pour out an inheritance. I'm going to fill you with hope, praise God, that's out of this world.
Amen.
Amen. Our little finite mind can't comprehend all that God has in store for those who are living, loving according to His will, looking for God to bless us and pour out on us that He has for us, even right now today. You say, well, preacher, we got to wait till we die before we get any of those goodies from God. That's crazy. No. He said He pours them out today. He blesses us today. He gives us on purpose today because He can. The Spirit, praise God, the Spirit's moving in the hearts and the lives of people. And it's moving right now. Praise God. He's given us that to that encourage our heart. Amen. Let me read something to you. Just come to my heart. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that He said those that will, He said if those people that will come to Him, the Bible says in Revelation 22 and verse 17, the Lord said in verse 16, He said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bride and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. He said, I'm ready to pour it out. I'm ready to pour it forth. Praise God. whosoever will come, praise God, up to the fountain, up where the water comes out, praise God, can be filled to overflowing. If you come to the house of God and you leave thirsty, it's not God's fault. Amen. We ought to come thirsty and we ought to leave satisfied. Praise the Lord. Amen. He that overcometh. Amen. You come in shouting praise and giving God the glory, pleading the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's what makes a difference in our lives. He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, all the good things of God. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. Our hope and our inheritance. Amen. You can't have hope. With what is hope? Faith with expectation. That's what hope is. Faith expecting God to do something bigger than we could even imagine, Brother Junior. And to do it not for somebody else, but to do it for you. To do it for me. Amen. Because he's God. He said, I'm going to be your God. Now, I don't know about you, but that to me, that means it's personal.
Yeah. Amen.
That's personal. He said, I'm going to be... Could you ever think, Brother Chris, that you had your own personal God? Amen. He ain't some... a crazy thing with a big fat belly or something that you set on the shelf either. You give me tickle, quit. But he's the living God of heaven. Amen. That's what he's saying. In closing tonight, that's what God's saying in Revelation 21. He said, I'm going to be your own personal God. He said, just stay with me. That's how you overcome. Just stay with God. He said, I'm going to be your own personal God. And I'm going to bring you to your own personal space with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to be your God. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to give you a personal space beside me. He said, you're going to be my son.
Amen.
Going to be my daughters for you ladies. Amen. We have a personal God tonight. And his name is God Almighty. And praise God in Jesus Christ our Lord. And the sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit of God that's there to minister to our heart. And it's every bit personal tonight, youngins. Amen.
Amen.
It's every bit. And it's because of a memorial that we have of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood he shed on Calvary. Amen. That we have our hope and our inheritance. Amen. We have that. It's not something that we might have, Brother Billy, but it's something that we can claim right now.
Amen.
A hope and an expectation and an inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's my God, and I'm his son. Praise God. Hey, listen, brother, it don't get no better than that. We belong to him. He's claiming us as his. Amen. Just as putting a ring on her finger, shoes on her feet, and a robe on her back. Praise God, said, welcome to the family.